our culture, our pride, the place of his tenure festival, by Wahab Yusuf Bolaji, Department of Public Administration, the Polytechnic Ibadan. Phone number +23481322165 91. Being a paper presented at 2019 Orebedi Festival organized by Oduwa People's Congress under the Generalissima and 15 Ari on the Kakamfo of Yorubaland, Oduwa Dr. Gani Adams, Venue Technical College, Benue, September 20, 2019. Protocol, His Excellency, the Executive Governor of Oyo State, Senator Isiaka Abiola Ajimobi, His Royal Majesty, the Assembly of Isen Land and Isen Barrows, of Dr. Abdul Ghani Salah Uddin, Adekunle Olugbenbi, Ajinese Wan. Other members of traditional councils, their present, the Generalissima of Yoruba Land, the 15th Ariyone Kakamfo, Atuba Dr. Ganiu Adams, members of the press, members of the ITBU, Academic Don, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, discussion proper. I feel delighted sharing my thoughts with this distinguished audience on the topic issue, the centrality of our festival to societal progress and development. It is an established fact that over 200 gods and goddess and goddess near appointed by the Olodumare to administer the entire universe. One of them is Oru, and it is very prominent in the Nigerian society. The Oru festival is one of the traditional Yoruba festivals usually observed in the month of July annually, which lasts several days depending on the town and location. According to Gari Adams in 2015, he's saying it's Oru Ebedi. Owebedi is his saying. The statement credited to Otumba Gani Adams is a fact due to significance of Oru Ebedi among the Isen people. The only official oracle with which Isen was created is Oru, and it is only celebrated virtually every year. For instance, the Oru festival is prominent with the Isen people of Oyo State and is celebrated for several consecutive days. And later on the 17th day, throughout the duration, women and others who are not participating in the celebration are expected to stay indoor for a certain period of time. It is a total shutdown on the 7th and 17th day when everybody is expected to stay indoor for 24 hours, except the traditionalists or devotees. By tradition, the Yoruba leaders ask people not to connect with the fence, to stay at home during the period when the Oru deity parades through the streets of towns at night, and it's an age of old Yoruba belief the Oru must never be seen by a woman. That's why the diversity of Christianity and Islam in Yoruba land, there are city shrines of the old gods scattered around the countryside. And traditions like the festival of the Oru Court are still celebrated and taken with extreme seriousness. Who famous among the people of Isen Oyo State, Oru festival is celebrated virtually in all the Yoruba towns and communities throughout the nation, including Lagos State, as it is believed to be a means of cleansing the society of evil spirits and bringing development to the society. Oru festival is also common to the Ijebus in Lagos State, where it is used according to the devotees to cleansing the community of bad omen. This usually comes upon the founder traditional festival called by Agemo Festival as a strategy of preparing the ground for the Alagemo to ensure that the community has been rid of evil spirits as well as epidemics. Like every other places, women are not allowed to witness or worship. In Ijebu Ode, the Oru comes out in the night, when women must not only stay indoor, but must also not attempt to peep through windows or any opening at all. While in some Ijebu villages, women are kept indoor throughout the day. The Ikorodu area of Lagos State is another area where people find it very difficult to cope with this restriction imposing during the festival. Residents of the area have complained to the state government on the need to stop the festival, or better still restrict the celebration to middle of the night. It was gathered that this festival in Ikorodu usually lasts up to 15 days. The Yoruba festival in Isenyi is heralded by the Yam Festival during this period. Before the celebration, the devotees, an area allowed to eat yam, and it is end product, not sight yam, tubers, and it is peas, because such acts are considered forbidden. Selecting the day to begin the celebration of Oro Festival informs some spiritual steps. A dog is beheaded in the center of the main market where sacrifice is made. The dog must be beheaded with a single strike, after which the day for the festival is announced. When the day comes for the commencement of the festival, the Oro procession is led by a man who must have been possessed with the spirit of the deity and dressed in animal skin, move to the palace of the Oba or any designated place for the sacrifice to be made. The procession in the company of the Oba move around the town before going back to the bush the deity is believed to be residing. During the rally, a calf wood or something in a metal form is swayed in the wind. This will subsequently produce a scary sound. Oro deity is made of carved wood, and after which is preached is invoked on the wood and kept in the Oro. Houses are decorated with palm frond during the period. Conclusion. The good people of Isenyiland, permit me to remark as well, congratulate everyone especially for your riches in history, culture, and tradition. It is regrettable that importance given to the other religion in Nigeria is yet to be given to traditional religion and practice. We may be practicing Christian or Muslims, but there are still shrines to the old God scattered around the countryside. The traditional festival, like the festival of Oro God, are still celebrated and taken extremely seriously. I must commend our father, the attorney of the same land, Dr. Abdul Ghani Salawu Aginetewan, and the 15th Ari on the Kafamfu of Yoruba land, Dr. Ghani Adams, for your contributions, especially in changing the face of our culture through meaningful programs of this nature. Thank you for listening.